This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Holy cow, I'm not kidding. Too much going on in the news to get to it all. I'm going to start by reading a listener letter. Dear Kevin, I've been listening to you for many years when our station plays your broadcast. Keep up with what you're doing. You are so honest. It's appreciated you don't get fixated on feeling sorry for yourself because you are black. What? I don't feel sorry. I feel proud. Anyway, she says, instead you approach subjects in an objective manner far superior than even Fox News. Can't seem to get enough of your view on the news. God bless you. Keep it up. Sincerely, Marcia, out of Clearwater. So, Marcia, I'm guessing you listen to WGUL, one of my favorite stations. Joe out there is the PM is amazing. Barbara, as the station's director, is just fantastic. So, I love those guys. Glad Barbara's back. Thanks for listening, and much appreciated. Look, I love it when you guys give me feedback because that's what we fuel on. That is our currency because we don't make any money doing this radio show. And there's a part of me that's kind of proud of it, but there's another side of me that goes, you know what, brother could use some change. So we're working on that. That's not your problem. But I do like getting the feedback because it tells me that what we do matters. There's a wacky world of leftism out there. And let me give you some examples. States are suing the president for trying to protect American citizens. And now we have the Speaker of the House who says, I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in the president's ability to exercise his constitutional rights, declare a national emergency on the border. Why? For all the reasons you've heard me talk about on this program. And this program, by the way, for you newbies listening, is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, on 5 days a week for 2 hours a day. And I hope you do tune in. If you don't, go to the podcast, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeart, whatever, you can pick it up. And if you want to go back and listen to back episodes, I suggest you do it. I suggest you take a year out of your life and go back and listen. You'll be entertained, that's for sure. But anyway, so states are suing the president, and we know what's going on at the border. And look, I don't want to run the Republicans' marketing machine here, but I would say things like Democrats like sex trafficking. They love seeing children molested. They love seeing young girls raped on, you know, this journey. They love seeing people die trying to do something illegal. They love the idea of drugs coming into the country. They love the idea of MS-13 gangs and terrorists coming into America. How do you not market this and win? I'm just curious. Okay, Jesse Smollett update real quick because maybe we'll cover some of this because, you know, we have to move quicker. The show is a lot shorter. But here's the deal. Jesse Smollett update. Jesse Smollett has been charged. But don't let that fool you. Don't let the facts of this case fool you because there are people saying that Smollett's fake attack was, guess what, caused by you. You are the reason Jesse felt the need to have to go to such an extreme point of view. I just want you to understand the craziness in the wacky world of leftists. Here's another one for you. Disgraced FBI deputy director said a coup is okay because he didn't like the outcome of the election. And he's blaming stress and a host of other things. You should see the media circus that's now forming around McCabe. This is a guy that should be in prison. If it were you or me that have done anything similar, we would be under the jail. There wouldn't be light where we are. We would have to become, I don't know, like one of those ocean creatures way down towards the bottom because you would never see the light of day. Lots more to talk about with that because James Clapper is a former director of national intelligence, as if there ever was intelligence during the Obama administration. But you know where I'm headed there. Ocasio-Cortez celebrated losing jobs in her district. 25,000 jobs that she lost. And people are now running. They got a billboard up in New York criticizing her. I just want you to understand there is a rift developing within the Democratic Party. Another crazy, wacky thing, and I alluded to it with Pelosi. Walls don't work, right? All these different things. This, and I swear to you, if I just went down and gave you titles of articles and we just talked about them for 30 seconds, you would beg me to talk more about them, but I could fill a show every single day just giving you the titles of articles from all the different wacko leftist rags. It's ridiculous. Hey, the big news is coming out. This was next week. Robert Mueller's report comes out. Yeah. And, you know, they don't, I'm going to tell you right now, it's a big nothing burger? It's a big nothing burger. They got nothing to talk about. So, we're going to cover this. We're going to spend next week talking about it. And you know what it's going to do? It's going to cover up the fact that Howard Schultz has disappeared. It's going to cover up the fact that Kamala Harris and all these Democrats can't raise enough money to you know, buy homeless people bread. And well, I don't know. You use your own analogy. But they can't raise enough money to run their campaigns. Many of them are dropping out, making different decisions. It'll cover that up. It'll cover up the fact that Jussie Smollett is representative of the Democrats, and he's in big trouble. It'll cover up the fact that Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation should have been it'll cover up all the news that they wanted to suppress, including it'll cover up this great economy. Have you looked at the stock market? It's back a cresting close to 26,000. Maybe it got there. I know it was 25,000 and change the other day. And I'm talking close to 25,900, give or take. No mention of that. It got down as low as 22,000, and now it's back up. You won't hear about it. If you are in the market right now, if you put your money in the market when it went to its lowest and said, okay, I'm going to ride it up, you are feasting. You have had a 20% increase in your stock portfolio in less than 2 months. That's the kind of thing that's happening in this economy. It's only going to get better. I'm going to talk to you today about what a friend of mine reported back from China. It will blow your mind. I'm excited about this stuff. You want to know another funny little thing that's going on? The LGBTQ community crushed one of its own. Crushed her. One of the forerunners of the LGBT movement. One of the people who was out before it was cool. She was lesbian when lesbian wasn't cool. Talk about her. I'm just telling you. Radicalism on the left. Craziness on the left. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide for these leftists. And what we do every single day is explain it to you. $15 an hour businesses are closing. In fact, I don't know if you guys know this. The business where Ocasio-Cortez worked closed because of the $15 dollar per hour legislation. The craziness, the wackiness of leftism. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. I am overjoyed that you're here with me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jaws? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jaws? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
They're like, and we need to, and like, when, you know, they say discrimination or unfair incarceration of black men, and then they pause and crowd cheers, and it's like in their mind, they're like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
For acknowledging it. And it's like, okay, you know, acknowledging racism is a really big step.
Yeah, necessary first step.
Believe it or not, that's Ocasio-Cortez jumping on leftist. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. See, this girl, well, you have to acknowledge that it exists, but then you got to do something about it, man. Oh, my goodness. And did you hear I started out with a, well, it's like, you know, like, you've been like this and that and like, and it's like you can't put a sentence together. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Liberals, leftists, see racism in everything. They see classism in everything. They see feminism in everything. They see all the isms in everything, and they spend so much time trying to figure out all the isms that they just stop living life. They don't even enjoy life. Let's listen to the rest of that, because she gets into the cisgender. She actually gets herself in trouble here. Here it is.
It's a really big step from where we were, but you're right, it's nowhere near enough, and the solutions are so painful, frankly. I find the solutions for white communities to be very painful, because it's very painful for a community to understand and have go through this. Like, you can be, the idea that you can be poor and benefit from the color of your skin does not compute for a lot of people. And going through that realization is very painful, or even just economically for people that are, that were born with silver spoons, it's very painful to admit that you had advantages. And it's just,
look what happened to Brett Kavanaugh when he was confronted.
Oh my God. It literally is an identity meltdown. It's a fundamental.
I worked for everything I ever had.
Yeah. And like, that is the majority of a lot of communities, how a lot of communities feel. And it's because if you haven't had a transition in your life where, you know, you were maybe born poor or born without, you know, certain privileges, and then especially as you transition into having certain privileges in your life, you actually see and feel and sense and taste and smell all of the differences. If you've never experienced different treatment in your life, you wouldn't know what different treatment feels like or looks like. And it's really, really hard. I mean, it's like, and we can all, almost every single person in this country can acknowledge some privilege of some type. You know,
right.
I'm a cisgendered woman. I will never know the trauma of feeling like I'm not born in the right body. Mm-hmm. And that is a privilege that I have, mm-hmm. no matter how poor my family was when I was born. But it's really hard for some people to admit that they, you know, it's part of this weird American dream mythology that we have, that in a lot of circumstances isn't as true or isn't as clearly communicated as we'd like for it to be.
Holy cow. Did you catch on any of that stuff? Holy Toledo. Wow. She's talking about the pain. The solutions are painful. Solutions for the white community are painful. In other words, for you to recognize your privilege, it's painful. You don't want to do it because it'll wake you up. And once you get woke, you'll never go back. It's painful. A lot of you go through this and like, you can be like the idea you can be poor and benefit from the color of your skin does not compute for most people. That's what she said. In other words, she wants me, poor black kid growing up, to go, Kevin, do you recognize that you cannot benefit from your color? I want you to understand there's nothing you're going to do that's going to make you benefit from this, dude. And then she goes on to say this. It's painful for people born with silver spoons because they have trouble admitting I was born into a life of privilege. Can I just stop there for just a second and ask you, were you born underprivileged in any way? See, what's funny, Ocasio-Cortez says, if you weren't born rich, you got a problem. If you weren't born white, you got a problem. If you weren't born a man, you have a problem. If you weren't born beautiful, you have a problem. If you weren't born smart, you have a problem. And I would say to any of those things, what if I'm born really athletic? Do I still have a problem? What if I'm not beautiful, but I'm really smart? Do I still have a problem? What if I'm born black, but I'm really rich? Do I still have a problem? What if I'm born black, but I have unbelievable perseverance? I still got a problem. It's funny how they measure. Talk about a demoralizing way of life, man. You're always walking around going, no matter what it is, you got a problem. And she screws it up. She says, everybody is born with some sort of an advantage, but then she wants to tell you about your disadvantages.
It doesn't make sense. Her comment is, if you haven't had to transition, in other words, if you were born rich and you stay rich, if you've never been poor, you can never understand the plight of the poor. I don't disagree that you can go along through your life with blinders on. I don't disagree with that at all. You have your view of the world, and that's it. And sometimes you get awakened. You'll go somewhere and somebody can't buy something, and you'll be like, why can't they buy that? Let me just tell you what she's talking about. This is going to blow your mind. What I'm about to tell you will summarize what Ocasio-Cortez is talking about as succinctly as it can be summarized. She's talking about childhood. She's talking about the revelations that your little world that you grow up in, as it expands when you become an adult, it gets more and more scary. Most of us get over it by the time we're 12. We understand it, the world doesn't move around me. It's no longer. She's making it appear that every day you wake up, if you don't have a transition, if you don't go into the LGBT world, you can't understand it. If you weren't born black and you're white, you'll never understand. If you weren't born Latino, if you weren't born a woman, if you weren't born this, you're never going to understand it. So your life is going to be this continuous awakening. No, it isn't. Your life is going to be the understanding that everybody doesn't think like you, and that's okay. But you'll have a certain set of moral values that take into account all these other things. They don't. The left don't. That's why she's talking. If you haven't had a transition. So if I'm rich and I've been poor, that's a transition. Does it count for if I'm a man but I've never been a woman? You get what I'm saying? Wow, man, this is a destructive way to be. And I don't think these people really understand how bad they are. And her big problem is she was born a woman, a cisgender woman, not an LGBT woman. The horror.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives is set to vote on a resolution that will condemn hate speech. This all stems back to comments made by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who's saying the comments she made were not intended to be anti-Semitic. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham says something's going on here.
Clearly, there's a narrative being pushed that we're all controlled by Jewish money. That's one of the oldest slams against the Jewish people since time began, that follow the Benjamins as a stereotype of Jewish influence of the media. And
former Trump attorney Michael Cohen is suing the Trump Organization in New York Supreme Court for just under $2 million in legal fees and costs. President Trump's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, is set to be sentenced in a Northern Virginia federal court on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com for a store near you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Y'all ready for some preaching? Because I'm about to do some preaching up in here.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us, and I hope you will. On demand, anytime you want. My buddy Dan Bongino can't believe that I don't get like 100,000 downloads of this show a day. And I go, Dan, show me the secret decoder ring, bro. I agree. We dish it out over here. Truth. Truth. And I welcome any leftist that's listening to the program, anybody that has whatever independent ideology you have, you're more than welcome to chime in and let me know what your point of view is. If you want to call us, 844-551-8255, because we're happy to entertain you. And I won't, you know, we're not argumentative, but I will debate you. I will challenge you on issues because, you know, here's the thing. I'm willing to be challenged on mine. Ask me anything you want. Well, Kevin, what about this? Well, Kevin, what about that? Well, Kevin, what about that? What about that? And I'll answer your question. And it won't be hemming and hawing. Sometimes you have to put it in context, but that's okay. You'll understand it. When I'm done with you, I promise you, I will synthesize it in a way that you'll go, man, I didn't think of it that way. Kevin, thanks for sharing. There'll be a lot of ways you'll want. You'll say, you know what, this was a good way for us to have dialogue. And I say that because of this. Leftists don't want to have dialogue with me. They don't invite me to their symposiums and their colleges and universities to have these discussions. And it's a very simple reason why. Because it makes sense. It will change people's minds, hearts and minds. And that's not what the left wants. They don't like that at all. Anyway, I want to talk about Donald Trump's strategy and what I call the political Bible of conservatives, the good book of politics, if you will, the art of the deal. Now, listen, there is no replacement for the good book that we follow, the Bible, that is. You know, for us Christians, there is no replacement for that. I'm not even implying that in any way, shape, or form. But politically speaking, we definitely have a new Donald version of the political Bible, and it is called the Art of the Deal. See, Democrats have long worshipped at the altar of Satan, and these devil worshippers have used a book who was written by a fellow devil worshipper by the name of Saul Alinsky, and he's been their god of sorts in a strange kind of way. Moreover, his work in Rules for Radicals serves as the Democrat Bible, and it has from the moment of its publication. Saul Alinsky studied how to change people's hearts and minds to evil, and he dedicated that book to Lucifer. But that book, Rules for Radicals, has been rendered useless
in the time of Trump, because conservatives have a political Bible now, and it is called the Art of the Deal. Now, here's what's interesting. You aren't really using it. It's not like we're going around making deals like, okay, I'm going to bargain with you on this or that. What you're watching is the person that you put in charge, Donald Trump, use his own work. And I think that's, I don't know whether that's good or bad necessarily, because the Bible should be used by everybody. And maybe we are negotiating in our own way as conservatives, negotiating for better. I know I do. I'm always willing to negotiate with a leftist in the terms of, let's have a discussion. We'll negotiate whose point of view is going to win versus whose point of view is going to not necessarily win. I'm not going to call you a loser, because if you come out of a negotiation ahead, in other words, if I impart some knowledge on you, you didn't lose. You actually won. What a great negotiation for us to go out there and spread truth to leftists. Have you done this? Have you said something to the left like, oh, Kevin, you don't know, blah, blah, blah. And you go, no, that's not true. Here, let me show you. I'll Google this for you. Here are the stats. But before I even get into that, here's what I'll tell you. But here it is. And then they go, well, man, I didn't know that. And you go, yeah. It's pretty enlightening when you learn something, right? I can tell you, I've had at least 5 memorable conversations with black leftists who left me going, dude, I didn't know this. Kevin, that was awesome. You gave me something to think about, bro, you know. And I knew they'd been changed. It wasn't like they weren't going back. I knew it. Anyway, Ethel Finnick wrote an article where she asked this question. Is there a Democrat who read The Art of the Deal? And she writes this. Certainly, a man accustomed to dealing with petty local tyrants such as Chicago Alderman Edward Burke, whose city government office was recently raided by the FBI for an alleged very Chicago pay-to-play real estate extortion scheme, would be intimidated by Pelosi, experienced as she is, and meekly submit? Her admitted iron hand encased in a fancy glove, her wide smile not quite hiding her firm words, Pelosi has met her match, and more, in Trump's powerful masculinity. After successfully staring down and calling out the truly deadly, evil, toxic masculinity of North Korea's Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un, of China's Xi Jinping, and of Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan, of Russia's Vladimir Putin, among others, the Democrats really think Trump would fold? Let them escape unscathed for no State of the Union? For refusing to deal with the border wall? Great query, Ethel Finnick. He says they mistakenly did. But the Democrats were warned. Not that they paid any attention, apparently. Is there a Democrat who read The Art of the Deal by Donald J. Trump before he was president? Now would be a good time to do so. He lays it all out for them. But will they listen? And I answered, no, they won't listen. Democrats who got their butts kicked by underestimating Donald Trump during the election cycle continue to do so. And Finnick explains Trump's credentials. Not that you guys need to hear this, but I think it bears repeating. Here's what she wrote. Schooled in the rough and tumble world of New York real estate, from which he graduated with the highest honors with millions of dollars in plus millions in profits, in addition to his formal degrees, also with honors, incidentally, from the highly ranked Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania, Donald Trump's last-minute U.S. Air Force cancellation of House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi's and her Democratic friends' public relations jaunt after she announced the cancellation of the State of the Union should not have come as a surprise. Not only do Democrats wrongly underestimate Donald Trump, folks, they can't predict him either. That's what I really want you to understand. Go back through news cycles and look at what Trump does and ask yourself, did Democrats predict it? Did they see it coming? It comes out of nowhere. This latest thing we've been talking about is Donald Trump and what he could potentially do with these
These, what do they call them, like special executive government, high-ranking government people that have been entrenched for a long time. Now they fall under the reduction in force potential within the government. Ask yourself, the Democrats, when Donald Trump started the shutdown, had they gone that far ahead? The answer is no. I'm going to answer for them. They never thought about it. They don't see this guy coming. It doesn't matter whether Donald Trump is talking about, terrorists coming. I'll get it. Terrorists coming into the border. Illegals coming in. What's he going to do? Right, let me give you an example. Do you think Democrats predicted Donald Trump would send the military, that he would actually send the military to the border? Do you think Democrats predicted that Donald Trump would negotiate with Mexico to say, leave him on that side of the border, and Mexico do it? Name me anything where Donald Trump has done something where you go, oh, that was predictable. Democrats knew that was coming. They didn't. I'm sure when they schemed against him in the State of the Union speech, they rifled through rules for radicals looking for their angle. And when they found what they thought would be the pièce de résistance, Pelosi acted. And you can bet these Democrats, folks, they celebrated their petulance to the president. They high-fived each other, you know, thinking, woo-hoo-hoo, we got him. Yeah. They thought, you know, they were spilling their cocktails on their endangered species rugs. They were just so jubilant. And then Trump trumped them, reminding him that Trump ain't in his name for nothing. Now, people call them childish, but Trump was content to make the bigger point. He knows what 2019 holds as it pertains to rather exposing the Democrats. And he went further. He called his own State of the Union, Border Wall Edition press conference, and the world tuned in. And in the aftermath, Pelosi gets more defiant, not funding the border wall, which is exactly what Donald Trump wanted, for Pelosi to entomb herself in a coffin of her own making. So who's really the child? Trump has masterfully used the political Bible to back the Democrats into the corner. Actually, it was more masterful, because what he did is he got the Democrats to back themselves into the corner. So now, who's going to blink? Well, you don't need to buy the art of the deal to figure it out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Leftists are crazy, and I have another example to prove it. And you'll say to me, Kevin, how do you know these people are leftists? Because the story. They're crazy. That's how I know. Let me get upset with you. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me. I am Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. This is a crazy story. This is as crazy as leftists celebrating, cheering that you can kill a baby up until the moment of birth. Cheering that when you have a child, let it die on the table. It's no big deal. They cheered it. Woo! In New York. Yay! Look at us. We're the baby killers. Like I told you before, folks, I'm not overly sanctimonious about this. I'm not even going to make it about Bible and all that stuff. I'm making it about common sense. I'm making it about human decency. There are people on the left who have more concern for animals than they care about that. Tell somebody you're going to have a litter of pups and you just let them die right there where they lay. And the PETA will be all over you like ugly on an ape, like ugly on Hillary. I'm just saying, they care more about them than they do the human beings. Then you wonder, why do they not care about drive-bys in black communities? Because they're nothing but apes. They're just animals. They treat animals better than they treat the people that are getting killed in Chicago. Better than people who are being killed by criminal illegals coming into this country. Animals are treated better. Yeah, buddy. Yet, in this crazy story, a 27-year-old Indian man wants to sue his parents, with whom he admits he has a good relationship. But why does he want to sue them? Because they brought him into the world, get this, without his consent. Can't we all sue each other if that's the case? The only people who won't be suing their parents are black folks, because we can't find them. Dad, I'm going to sue my daddy. As soon as I find my daddy, I'm going to sue him. Really? Ralph Samuel of New Delhi said that children are indebted to their parents, and that children should ask their are not indebted to their parents, and that children should ask their mothers and fathers for an explanation as to why they gave birth to them. Well, we had nothing better to do, so we decided we would make a baby, and you don't eat. He says, I want to tell all Indian kids they don't owe their parents anything. I love my parents, and we have a great relationship, but they had me for their joy and their pleasure. Wow. Folks, this is the generation. He's 27, is that right? 27 years old, and he's come to the conclusion that his parents had him for their joy and satisfaction, not his. He added, my life has been amazing, and I don't see why I should put another life through the rigmarole of school, finding a career, especially when they didn't ask to exist. Is that a fatalist attitude, saying, you know what, I now have to work at life. My parents had me, I have to work at life. There's not a creature that's born into the world, not a creature, that doesn't zest. I mean, it doesn't go after its life. From the little turtles that get born on a beach somewhere where they're crawling towards the ocean, they might get eaten up, you know, by some stork or some predator, but they come out going survive, 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 survive. And when they get out there, they learn and they survive and they thrive. And guess what? Some of them don't make it. That's the reason why, in the human form of all of this, we actually go, okay, well, we're gonna take a look at this and make sure everything's good. You know, we're going to help you out, little guy. And we're always, you know, helping them. You're so good. You're so great. You're awesome. You can put the Velcro across your strula, you know, whatever. They don't have to learn to tie their shoes anymore, little chumps. But they don't want to be born. You want to sue your parents because you were born? Samuel, they say, he's part of a belief system called antinatalism, which promotes the notion that children shouldn't be forced to be born, especially at the expense of the planet. Can you imagine if everybody took this antinatalism approach and so suddenly nobody was born?
Other Indian people must know this is this is an option not to have children, and to ask your parents for an explanation as to why they gave birth to you.
Samuel went on to compare childbearing to both kidnapping and slavery. I'm just throwing my hands up in the air. Oh, Lord. I mean, really, kidnapping and slavery, your parents giving birth to you, nurturing you, if they do. I mean, like I said, if you want to have a complaint because your dad was abusive and he beat up on you and beat up on your mom and your siblings or whatever, I get it. But the overwhelming majority of us don't get, you know, we didn't have lives like that. My kids would complain about little things. I would be like, shut up. Don't even come to me with your complaints when you compare your childhood to my childhood. I'm serious. It is. Look, I had it great in comparison to my grandparents. They didn't have TV. They didn't have even the first video game I had was better, you know, bigger than them. They didn't have computers. They barely had I don't think they had calculators. Life for them was difficult. They washed clothes by hand. There was no dishwasher. My great grandmother used one of those dishwashing things where you rub your clothes on the thing and get the stuff out. And the way she dried them, she put it in, there's a dryer, it had a roller, like a pastry roller. And you put it through there, and they had two of them, and one, you know, they would go opposite directions, and it would dry out your clothes. I remember using it. That was the most fun part about drying to me, about washing clothes. But these kids today, I mean, if they don't get everything they want the way they want it, life has no meaning. They don't understand. I've taken video games away from my kids. End of the world. Take their cell phone away. End of the world. End of the world. They don't know how to behave. Don't know how to react. Oh, man. Here's what he says. The Owler reported that Samuel runs a Facebook page called Nihilanon, which boasts a whopping 800 followers. And you can find various memes and videos advocating for the following human race to die. One photo reads, "A good parent puts the child above its wants and needs, but the child itself is a want of the parents." Another calls parents hypocrites and asks, "Isn't forcing a child into this world and forcing him into a career kidnapping and slavery? How dare you bring me into this world and force me to work? I wanted to be lazy. I wanted to be not born." Well, how did you know? How'd you know that? You'd have to be sentient to know that. So, how'd you know? Maybe you did want to be born. One day, they said Samuel shared a video titled Infertile is Sexy. And he shared another video titled Don't Respect Your Parents Unless You Want To. These people, I'm truly at a loss. What do you say about this? Because the bigger picture here, folks, is that, yeah, he's only got 800 followers, and yeah, it's a loony thing to do, what he's proposing here. But do you think he's the only one? I've never in my entire life, when I talk about original thoughts, I remember telling some friends of mine, I've never had an original thought. I hope I have an original thought. And then I started having original thoughts because my ideas were very original. I had spoken to God. He says, you can have original thoughts, lots of them, bada bing, bada boom. And I have them. I've never heard of a single individual, a single person saying to me, Kevin, I would like to sue my parents for being born. I've had people say, you can't pick your parents. I wish I could. But, you know, he claims he's got a good relationship. His kid claims he has a good relationship with his parents. He says he loves his parents or whatever. Would he be saying this if his parents were filthy rich? I don't know what is the economic background is, his financial background of his parents are. But I'll tell you this. I don't think they're rich. Because my bet is, this superficial little rascal, if his parents were rich, he wouldn't be saying a word. We would never be covering this subject because he'd be like, well, I mean, I'm rich. How do I know what things are? I get whatever I want. You know, if he were a spoiled rich kid, all bets are off. But because he's not, he's suing his parents under the auspice of, I didn't necessarily want to be born. I would just have him say, well, here, I'll tell you what we can do. Let's end this nonsense right now. Let's end your suffering. You sign this affidavit that says, I want to die, and I'll go push you off a mountain. Let's see how committed to this you really are. Since childbearing is kidnapping and slavery, forcing you to get a job, you're at the prime of life at 27 years old, and if you don't want to have to work, your life should be over. We can end it. Now, we don't have to wait.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.